大家圣诞节快乐，还有新年平安。
Merry Christmas to all and a Happy New Year, peace to everybody.
因为今天是我最后一次在这里讲道，今年。
This is my last time giving sermon here.
所以我就先跟大家祝贺圣诞节快乐，新年平安。
That's why I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
我觉得我们教会很蒙福。
I think our church is very much blessed.
因为神赐给我们这么多的小孩子。
Because God has blessed us with so many children.
而且又有两位年轻的长老。
God also has blessed us with two incoming young elders.
你看，如果一个教会能够很稳定、很兴旺，一个很重要的原因就是说，他的牧者哈能够在那个教会服侍很久，他们还可以有40年，至少有40年的时间。
For a church, to be prosperous, to thrive, to flourish, one of the important conditions is that there's an elder or pastor who can serve continuously in that church for more than 40
years. Yeah, 这个长老，你看他80几岁，他们才是两位新长老40几岁，到像长老的年龄的时候，这不是服侍40年的吗？
Elder two is more than 80 years old, and our two young elders, they are only 40 years old, so they have 40 years ahead of them to serve in this church.
不但这样哦，因为他们年轻，他们会经历这些，像人家讲的哈，打油诗讲，就是说尿奶瓶与尿布齐飞。家里有奶瓶跟尿布啊？
哦，OK， 是真的奶瓶？
没有啦，有。我是形容啦，就是说他们还有小孩，会经历这些小孩子的问题，还有工作的问题、人生的问题。所以你们的牧者，两个牧者可以跟你们很贴近。因为他们遇到问题，你们的意见，他们跟你们一起成长。
Another advantage, for two very young elders to serve in this church, for this church is that since they are young, they are still have children's to take care of. They still have to face many difficulties, challenges in life. So they would know firsthand. Many problems in life that many of us are experiencing.
所以你会在他们身上看到信仰的真实，不要说哦，他像猪长老一样啦，这样什么都没问题，只要祷告，只要依靠神，从来没问题。那你说 how 你就可以看见了。
So from their life, they give us a very good testimony that even though they have to deal with many challenges in life, they still have a faithful belief in God, and that can be our good model.
还有他们有两个很好的师母。
They also have a very good godly wives.
哎，最特别的是哈，我们教会以后就有三个牧师嘛，牧师嘛。
台湾话。
对，台湾人，台湾教会叫做师母，就是牧师娘，就是年轻的师母。那他们的，你看他们有三个妈妈，对不对？所以妈妈的牧师的妈妈在教会就叫做牧师妈，阿妈就是祖母啦。
In addition to their wives, as Chinese would say, 师母， they also have three.Moms with us, and Chinese, Taiwanese would say 老师母。So
不是老师母，某叔嘛。
This is a Taiwanese. So anyway, God has blessed us with two very big families, three generations.
所以以后你们就不会有问你说要怎么叫那个 James 的妈妈呢，或是那个。Alice 妈妈就是牧师妈。 Okay.
So we also have James' mom and Cindy's mom and Alex's mom with us. And that's blessing.
Okay, 我今天要分享的是说历史上第一个平安夜的神迹。
The message today, I'm going to share with you is entitled The Miracle of the First Silent Night.
我想今天在美国啊，只有在快要到圣诞节的时候，我们才会听到圣诞节的歌曲。
Nowadays, in the United States, it seems that we hear Christmas music only when Christmas time is approaching.
但是很可惜的，很多人都不晓得圣诞节的意义是什么。
It's a pity that many people nowadays no longer understand the meaning of Christmas.
而且也不知道圣诞节到底跟每一个人有什么重大的关系。
They also don't understand the deep relationship between Christmas and everybody.
所以我今天有个负担，就要让大家明白一下圣诞节啊，神给我们世人最大的祝福是什么。
So I'm moved to share with you today the God's greatest blessing to all people in the world.
为什么圣诞夜叫做平安夜呢？
Why is that Christmas Eve is called a silent night or peaceful night?
因为神要赐给世人最大的礼物就是耶稣基督，他要我们得着天上的平安。
Because God was going to give all people in the world a greatest, most precious gift, that is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ will bring peace to all the people in the world.
今天世人最缺乏的就是平安。
What is people in the world nowadays lacks most is peace.
不用我多说明了，你看每天打开报纸啊、电视啦、啊，或是你周围发生的事情，你都知道我们真的是需要平安。
I don't need to elaborate on it. As soon as we open, turn on our TV or we read press publications and so on, we know that the world is in urgent need of peace.
让我们来念神的话语是《路加福音》第二章。我们今天要看是第一节到第十四节，如果你有英文圣经啊、中文圣经，你可以打开啊，我们一起来念，只用先我们先我们一直我们只用中文念一次啊，有英文的你可以自己看。
Let's first read God's words. Is in Luke chapter 2, verses 1-14. We will read only in Chinese and please follow along with your Bible.
我们一同来念来。当那些日子，该撒雅普士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上车。这是居尼流做西利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上车的事。众人各归各城，报名上车。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上车。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使就对他们说：不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩 抱着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。好，我们一同祷告。主啊，是的，在至高之处荣耀本当就是你的。
Yes, the Lord indeed, the glory to a God in the highest place. You deserve our praise.
你看到世界上的人终日思想的都是恶，地上没有平安。
You see that in the world, all people think about evil things, and they do not experience peace at all.
所以你就赐下你的独生爱子耶稣基督到地上来。
That's why.You gave people in the world your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that He will bring peace to this world.
因为我们世上的人都是在罪恶里面出生的，都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We were born in evil. We were born in sin, and we all fall short of the glory of God.
我们不能救自己，我们有没有平安？
We cannot save ourselves, and we do not have peace.
感谢主啊，耶稣基督他是义的，来代替我们这个不义的人，钉在十字架上，负了罪的刑罚，让我们靠着他的恩典可以得到赦免。
We give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is innocent. He does not know sin. However.He replaced us and he died on the cross for the sake of all of us so that we can be reconciled to God.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的人都成为神所喜悦的人，成为有平安的人。
So everyone who is blessed to be saved by God is pleasing in the eyes of God and has peace within their heart.
谢谢你赦免每一个信靠耶稣的人的罪，还有得着的永生，成为神的儿女。
Thank you, to have forgiven all our sins and to have made us the children of the eternal God.
愿今天的信息，你再一次的激励我们，知道圣诞节的意义，怎么为你而活。
May you, through today's passage, once again encourage us and let us know how to live for you.Especially during this Christmas season.
垂听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you for listening, hearing our prayers, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
主耶稣基督的降生不是偶然的。
The birth of Jesus Christ is by no means an accident.
乃是在耶稣基督还没有降生之前，神就在圣经里面就有预言。
It's by no means accidental. Way far before the birth of Jesus Christ, there was already a prophecy about it.
神在你看，这圣经是经过一千旧约圣经跟新约圣经1500年才成书的，里面有好多好多的先知，好多的预言。神自己就拣选了那些先知，一直预言那个救主弥赛亚要来。
The Old Testament and the New Testament took place over the course of around 1500 years. And during this period of time, God Himself chose prophets to speak for Him, to give prophecies.
在以赛亚书第七章的十四节神就借着以赛亚先知，在主耶稣降生之前的700多人就讲说，神要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
以赛亚书第七章。第几节？
14啊。
第14节。Okay, in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, God say this to us through the prophet Isaiah. 四节。Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
所以你看，在圣诞节都是充满了神迹。
So, we see that, during the Christmas time, is full of miracles.
童女怀孕生子啊，这是神所做的，我们世人做不到了。
A virgin, gave birth, to a child.
然后在马太福音第一章二十到二十五节就写到说，这个事情应验了，因为约瑟正思念这个事情的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说。大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借的先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了个儿子啊，就是投胎的儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
And this prophecy was fulfilled in the New Testament period. For instance, in Matthew chapter 1 verses 20, 是二十对不对？
对，一20，二十到二十五。
Verses 20 to 25,But an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be, quote,The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, unquote, which means God with us.
所以你看，耶稣就是救主，他来的目的就是要把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
So we can see from this passage that Jesus Christ is the Savior, and the purpose for him to come to the world is to save us from sins.
因为罪让我们远离神，罪让我们死亡，罪让我们没有平安。
Sin has separated us from God, has led us to death, and has made us without peace within our heart.
所以耶稣是神来做人，他不是普通的小孩子，他是从玛利亚生的，不是说我们男人跟女人配合生出来的。
So Jesus Christ is God became a flesh.He is not an ordinary child. He was born of a virgin.
以赛亚书第九章六到七节就讲说，因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、这是全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 For to him a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace,There will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
所以耶稣就是那位应许的啊，要来的救主，他是个婴孩。
So, Jesus Christ, is that, promised.Child.
是全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
He is an almighty God. He is the everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace.
还有这段经文弥迦书第五章第二节是每个犹太人从小就要背的经文，因为他说伯利恒啊，以法他啊，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有，就是说弥赛亚救主就一定要从伯利恒出来。
And there's another passage from Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. This is a passage very familiar to the Jews. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
所以我们刚刚念过的，救主降生的时候，天使就讲说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。所以耶稣来的最大的任务就是要把天上的平安赐给我们。
As we have just read, when Jesus Christ was born, angels were saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to them on whom his favor rests. So the greatest purpose for Jesus Christ to be born for the sake of us is to give people on earth peace.
在圣经里面，平安至少有这几个意义。
There are several meanings to peace according to the scripture.
第一个，你在神的面前蒙恩宠啊，蒙了恩典。
The first meaning is that you find the favor in the eyes of the Lord.
第二个是没有战争，平安稳固。
The second meaning has to do with no wars, no conflicts. Peace, stability.
第三个就是很富裕，很繁荣。
The third meaning has to do with prosperity.
第四个就不受神的审判跟刑罚。
The fourth is free from punishment by the Lord, by God.
第五个，你的心身灵有安息。
Another meaning is that you are in peace.
第六个就是说，你成为一个有平安的人，你到哪里就会使人和睦。
Another meaning is that you become a man of peace and you are a peacemaker wherever you go.
第七个就是说，你接受耶稣，他是平安的王，啊，你跟他建立一个关系的时候啊，你就有真正的平安。平安不是一个意念或是一个意志，乃是个关系来的。
Another meaning is that after you have accepted the Lord Christ, after you have established a relationship with Him, then you have peace within your heart. A peace is not something which has to do with your mind. It's rather a really 是一个
relationship.
It's rather a relationship.
所以你要得到神赐给你平安啊，以后免受罪的刑罚，不会到地狱火里面啊，永远的受到神的审判。他有个条件，你就是一个进到神的约，进到神的约，耶稣就是那个约，新约。
So if you want to have this peace in your heart, if you want to be blessed by the Lord on earth and you have eternal life in the future, there is a prerequisite. The prerequisite is to accept Jesus Christ and establish a relationship with Him, and is promised in the covenant that God has established with human beings.
耶稣讲说，他要赐给我们平安，不是世人所赐的。
Jesus said that the peace he's going to give to people in the world is not the peace that the world can give.
不管有没有身体好不好啦，任何的情况啊，死或是什么灾害，都不能让我们跟耶稣的爱隔离。
Whether it be any kind of disasters or calamities or life or death, nothing can separate us from God.
这是真正从天上来的平安。
And this is the true peace which originates from heaven.
为什么人需要平安呢？
Why is that man needs peace?
因为人犯罪了之后，没有就跟神关系就中断了，就死了，而且我们跟人的关系也破坏了，就没有平安了。
Because after a man has sinned, then the relationship between a man and God is cut off, and the relationship between man and man is also affected.And that's why there's no true peace in us.
在创世纪第三章提到说，亚当夏娃犯罪以后啊，他们就听到神的声音就害怕，就躲起来啊。
Genesis chapter 3 tells us that after Adam and Eve have sinned.They became afraid of God. When they heard God, then they just hid themselves from the sight of God because they were afraid of seeing God.
他们赤身肉体，然后他们就用无花果树的叶子把自己遮盖起来。
They found themselves naked, so they covered themselves with leaves of fig trees.
所以说，你看人犯罪了之后啊，第一个就有害怕。就是罪恶感，对神就害怕。第二个有羞耻感，啊，第三个要遮掩这个罪，啊，黑暗怕光。
So, we can see after a person has sinned, there are several feelings accompanying him. One is a fear, he's afraid of God, and one is a sense of guilt or the sense of shame, and The third is they want to hide themselves from God.
这是一个人还有他的良知还有作用的时候啊，他犯罪后他会害怕，会觉得羞耻，会想要掩盖。
This is when this person still has some conscience with him. That's why he still have the sense of guilt, a sense of shame, and he still.Afraid of God.
但是今天的人哦，他犯罪以后，他也不会觉得害怕，也不觉得羞耻，他也不掩盖，他不但不掩盖，还公开，还要让人跟他一起犯罪。
But today, many people they after they have sinned, they do not fear God. They do not have any sense of shame or guilt. They evenlike other people to commit sins with them.
什么是叫做犯罪呢？
What it means by committing sin?
第三章的创世纪三章的十一到十三节就告诉我们，犯罪是第一个违反了神的命令。
Genesis chapter 3 verses 11 to 13 tell us very clearly. Sin or committing sin means disobeying God's command.
因为神跟亚当夏娃讲说，那一个分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃，你吃了一定死。
Earlier on, God said to Adam and Eve, "You cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil."The day when you eat from it, you will surely die.
第二个就是我们遵从人胜过于遵从神。
The second point is, after when one commits sins, it means we honor a man more than we honor God.
我们在意人啊，但是对神并不在意。你看那个亚当就讲说，哦，因为我太太夏娃拿给我吃，我就吃了。
They care about other man's or person's feelings or commands more than they care about what God tells them to do. For instance, after Adam would say said to God that my wife asked me to eat from the tree, so I did.
第三个就是受到恶势力, 魔鬼, 撒旦的引诱, 欺骗。
The third point is that committed sin stems from the deception or seduction of devil.
所以你看, 那个女人就说, 啊, 因为那个蛇引诱我, 我就吃了, 不是我要吃啊, 是蛇引诱我。
For instance, that woman said to God, I didn't mean to eat from the tree, but the serpent deceived me, asked me to do it, and so I did.
所以很多人今天也是用这个借口说啊，你看他因为他引诱我了，所以我没有办法就这样做了。
Nowadays, many people after they commit sins, they would use this as excuse. They would lay responsibility elsewhere.
所以神学家就讲到第三章是人的全面的败坏，为什么呢？因为他看到那个果子啊，分别善恶树的果子很美丽、很可爱，又可以使人有智慧，又可以吃了以后可以好像会像神一样，所以他就吃了。So
Genesis chapter 3 is a picture of a complete downfall of mankind.
所以你看，那个犯罪就是眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，就是说我们从的思想、人性，还有我们的追求，我们全面都败坏了。So
sin covers all lusts of the flesh, and also pride of what we do and what we have.
罪带来什么结果呢？从神对蛇的咒诅审判，就知道罪带来审判跟咒诅。And
from God's punishment to Adam, Eve, and the serpent, we know that sin brings along with it condemnation from God.
所以神对蛇说：“你做了这个事情，你就终生吃土。” 又要叫你跟女人的彼此为仇。
The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed. You will eat a dust all the days of your life.
所以罪也带来了纷争跟仇恨。Sin
also brings along with it conflicts and hatred.
而且这个撒旦的攻击仇恨啊，是在暗中里面的。
And this conflict, hatred, which is actually the attack, an attack from Satan, is invisible but is real.
今天还在攻击的世界上很多人。
Today, Satan is still attacking the world.
因为这样哦，所以罪使家庭也没有平安。
Sin also caused families to have no peace.
你看，从神对夏娃的讲的话，你就可以看得见。
From the statement the Lord made to Eve, we know this.
他说：“我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你的丈夫，你的丈夫必管辖你。”
Verse 16, to the woman he said, I will greatly increase your pains in childbearing. With pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
所以你看，罪带来的怀胎的苦、生产的苦，还有女人是恋慕丈夫，丈夫是辖制太太。
So outcomes of sin are childbearing, and also the desire for one's husband, and also the husband will ruling over wives and so on.
你看，家里本来就是一个避风港，一个是有平安的安息甜蜜的地方。今天最亲密的三个人，儿女、夫丈夫跟妻子。 就变成一个啊战场。
A home is meant to be a sweet, very sweet place, very safe. But nowadays, we see the three members in a family, husband, wife, and child, and children, there are conflicts among them.
这个女人她是提到说是列慕、啊、在第四章的第七节创世纪、啊、她是把它形容说罪就像个野兽在猎牧人，他为的是、要吃人、伤害人，控制人。
Here, in verse 16, we have desire, and we can understand this through chapter 4, verse 7. Here, it says,If you do what is right, will you not be a? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it.
这里提到说，神就特别警告一些妇女哈，他说女性说，你比较有 tendency 就会自我欲望的满足。那你的满足在哪里呢？你就是家中的两个男人。就是丈夫跟儿子。
So here, God is warning women that you will have a desire. That desire is makes you a sort of domineering, and you will have a tendency to have to control two men in your family, that is a husband and a son.
我不要说是什么人哈。你会看到有一些家庭啊，他生了五个都是女的时候啊，还要再生第六个也是女的，不要再不甘心一直生，要生到最后一个是男的为止。
I don't want to mention the person by name, but we see that in some families, when they continue giving birth to daughters, and they would continue to try to give birth to children until.They get a son.
我不是在讲中年人，我说有一些广东人哈，但是我不是批评广东人，他们有这种的，就是重男轻女，就一定要生个男的啊，这样子。
Yeah, some well, some people they have the they tend to value sons more than daughters.
但是不管怎么样啊，他在丈夫身上得不到满足，他就抓住儿子。但是不管怎么样哦，在人身上找到满足啊、和自己的心意哦，一定失望了，除非在耶稣身上找到。
So some women, when they could not find a satisfaction from their husbands, they may try to find satisfaction from their children. But we cannot get any real satisfaction from any persons. We only get a real satisfaction from the Lord.
然后提到说男人、哦、我们都很多很多大男人主义哈，对不对？所以那瑕疵就是从这里出来的。
And if we see a sort of male or chauvinism nowadays, then it originates from this the first event in human history.
所以罪就你看造成女人要抓住两个男人，造成男人要做大人大男人主义。
So we see that.Sin make men and women to have a desire to control other people.
然后我们怀胎之苦跟生产之苦是什么意思呢？
What it means by pains in child bearing and giving birth.
因为圣经告诉我们，人犯罪以后，我们人都是在罪里面出生的。
The Bible tells us that after our ancestors sinned.We were all born of sin.
所以这个怀胎的苦、生产的苦，就让我们说，哎，要把一个小孩子哦，出生生他容易哦，养他难哦，不然不把他教好，以后哦带来的苦哦，是一辈子的。
So the pains in childbearing includes not only delivering a child, but also the following educating them.
所以我碰到一个弟兄啊，他的儿子后来走坏了，走歪路了，他就说：“哎呀，但愿我当时吼没有碰到你妈妈，但愿我没有，我就是碰到你妈妈的时候，我不要生下你。”
So I know a brother whose son was at some point led astray, and he said regretfully that I wish that I did not even meet your mom.And I wish that even if we got married, we did not have you as our child.
所以这里提醒我们，如果我们的小孩子，我们一个家庭没有耶稣，我们都不认识神，这个小孩子是小罪人，而且我们的一生可能是在世上哦，又苦啊又短。
So this reminds us that if we do not have our Lord Jesus as our God, then our a child is a little sinner, and the whole family does not have peace, and we will suffer a lifelong suffering and other hardship.
罪也使我们的工作没有平安，失去了喜乐跟满足。
This also leads to another outcome, that is,we do not enjoy our work.
你看他说罪使地受了咒诅，你要终生劳苦，然后还有地也不跟你配合，长出蒺藜，然后你做了老半天，就是为了要糊口。
As we see here, the ground or the land was also cursed by God. Even though we work very hard, but the ground is, the land is full of thistles,and thorns and so on, and our labors very often is to no avail.
所以我们今天工作的地方也是很多的蒺藜啊，亚当是跟地争，跟那个蒺藜争，我们要跟人争，亚当跟害虫争，我们跟害人争。
So similarly, in our workplace today is also full of, metaphorically speaking, thorns and thistles, and human conflicts, and challenges, and so on.
然后罪使我们的生命的延续啊，好像失去了意义。
Sin has also made life seemingly without any meaningless.
你看，神跟亚当讲说：“你汗流满面才得糊口，到了归于土，因为你是从尘土出来的。”你本是尘土，荣耀归于尘土。但亚当又给他的妻子起名叫夏娃，因为他是众生之母。
As God said to Adam, by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return, brow you return to the ground. Since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Also, Adam named his wife Eve.Because she would become the mother of all the living.
你看第五章，创世纪第五章啊，亚当的后裔啊，都是写到说活了几岁，生儿养女，又活到几岁就死了啊，活了几岁生小孩，活了到几岁就死了，就变成一个公式。
Chapter 5 of Genesis give us a picture of a man's life. So his Adam's descendant, every descendant is recorded.That they lived for so many years, and then they gave gave birth to children, and then they died. And this is also this is almost becomes a formula in this chapter.
如果人生的结局是尘土，人生的循环都是生养儿女，然后就死了，那到底它的意义在哪里呢？
If the end of life is an inevitable death.After many sufferings and hardships, then we will ask, what is the meaning of life?
所以神就要解决罪带来的不平安的办法是什么呢？
So God devised a method, a way by which man's sufferings can be resolved.
在二十一节、二十二节就说，神给他亚当跟夏娃杀了一个动物。用他的皮给他们穿，然后又不准他们吃生命树的果子。
the God's solution occurs in verses 20 to 24. Here, God made Adam for Adam and Eve a skin, a clothing of skin, and also God forbid them from eating from the tree of life.
有人讲说罪的工价来，圣经讲罪的工价乃是死，所以有人讲说，哦，这里就是预表一个最原始的救恩，就是神要杀一个动物，让动物替那些犯罪的亚当跟夏娃而死。
So, since the wages of sin, is death, so some people believe that here the verse describes the very first way of salvation. That is the killing of an animal in the place of human beings.
就是预表将来耶稣基督他要在道成肉身来到世上，他是代罪的羔羊，要为我们的罪死在十字架上。
This also foreshadows or points ahead to Jesus Christ's salvation. He was going to die for all human beings on the cross.
但是亚当他要穿上皮衣，他需要把这些树叶子都拿下来。
But in order for Adam to wear a garments of skin, he needs to first remove all the tree leaves from his body.
所以我们要把我们人哦遮盖丑恶啊，遮盖罪恶的所有的手段啊，所有的东西啊，所有的那些想法啦、啊，都要拿下来。
So we need also to take down all the coverings on us, which covers all the sins and evils of us.
因为圣经讲哦，那个以赛亚书说，人的意啊，就像个破抹布，在地上擦了抹布一样，人的意是根本都算不上意的。
Isaiah the prophet told us the so-called righteousness of man is just like a very filthy, a dirty cross. It's really nothing.
所以亚当夏娃不要赤身肉体来到神面前向神认罪，说我真的是罪人，我这些都不可以遮盖我的罪，只有你又有预备的救恩，动物的血还有皮，我要脱下这个旧人，穿上新人，我才有办法得救。
So in order for Adam and Eve to be pleasing in the eyes of Lord, they need to come before God and admitting, confessing their sins, removing from their bodies all the tree leaves and so on, and wearing the garment of skin that the Lord prepares for us.
所以如果说我们在座的人还认为说我是好人，我做事都凭良心，我不需要耶稣的话，这样是没有办法得救的。
If a person who's saying I am a good man and I do everything according to my conscience, I have a clear conscience, I do not need salvation, then this person will never receive salvation or God's grace.
因为我们就好像用无花果树遮自己一样，说哦，我的罪掩盖了。
Because they would be like us covering ourselves with tree leaves, as if we did not commit any sins.
为什么神不让亚当夏娃他们吃生命树上的果子呢？
Why is that that God did not want Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of life?
因为我们犯罪以后，我们被罪辖制，我们是罪人啊，罪人血肉之体啊。这个罪有一个罪性在里面，血肉之体不能承受神的果，所以如果说我们让亚当夏娃活了越来越久啊，他只是越犯更多的罪，越受痛苦而已。
Because after we have sinned, we become a corrupted and evil persons, and we are only flesh, and the flesh cannot receive.Or does not deserve God's inheritance. So if we live forever, then we will endlessly commit sins.
如果你想一想啊，如果说现在世界上的人都可以活好几千岁啊，那以前那些大恶人啊，都一直不死，那怎么办？
Just imagine, if we were to live, every one of us were to live forever, then all the evildoers will live forever, then how am we are we going to face this?
啊，所以有人在常谈，他说：“哎呀，怎么好人早死啊，恶人老是不死啊？”
That's why some people would say, "Why is that good people seems to die very young or to die a premature death, while evil doers they seems always living forever?"
所以你看，最终的后果啊，是被离开神的面，失去神的恩典，离开这个乐园啊，还有他们走自己的道路，流离失所，痛苦，没有牧人。
So the final outcome of sin is that they leave Adam and Eve has to leave the garden, the paradise, the Garden of Eden. They had to suffer on earth and they die without peace.
被逐出伊甸园，就是说他们没有办法跟神面对面了，跟神的关系是死了。
That they were driven out of the Garden of Eve means that they cannot see God face to face anymore. They have been separated from God.
被逐出伊甸园，就是说伊甸园所有的丰富啊，他们都没有办法享受神的恩典、平安啊，那些他都没有份了。
To be driven out of the Garden of Eden from the paradise means that they have no share of the prosperities and blessings that the garden can give them.
然后他们又不能回来，又不能再吃生命上的果子，就表示说他们以后活的生命哦，是肉体的生命，有罪的、被罪辖制的生命在活着，就不是神的那个美善的生命在主导他们。你看，这是一个痛苦的循环。
That they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and they could not eat from the tree of life means they live a life of the flesh only, and they suffered on earth, and this is really a very serious, very painful punishment.
所以，如果我是亚当说啊，他不如让我死了。
So if I were Adam, I would say, it's better to die than to live this way.
但是在亚当里面失去的啊，却是在耶稣里面重新得回来的。
But the paradise we have lost because of Adam would be regained in Christ.
你看，这次是恩典来的，是神要做一个神迹，是说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上。亚当夏娃失去的犯罪所失去的人类代表全人类失去的那些平安神的同在的祝福，今天又要借着耶稣基督我们得着了。
So this is what it means by grace. What we have lost through Adam will be regained in Jesus Christ, including salvation or different blessings and so on.
所以说他就讲说不要惧怕。我报给你们一个大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。
That's why the angel is saying, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy."
世界上有什么大喜的信息呢
？So what is this a good news of great joy?
什么是关乎万民的呢
？What is it the news that has to do with all the people?
很多信息是跟我们每一个人有关的。
So this news really has to do with every and each one of us.
对，如果说以前我在纽奥良的时候啊，那个政府就发了公文给我们，他说你要准备一下哦，有一天会超级的那个流行病啊会来，那时候会死很多人啊，因为政府没有足够的 medicine。可以医治你们，所以你们要非常的小心。
When I was in New Orleans, the government would give us a notice that be prepared because there will be a disease, a very serious disease coming on, and there's no way to prevent it from happening because we don't have enough medical supplies. So be careful.
他说那时候美国三个人就会一个人死掉。
And the government would tell us that one out of three in the United States would die of that disease.
哦，我们接到这信息，哇，这个信息是跟整个美国都有关系的。
Of course, we were very much alarmed, and we knew that this has to do with the entire nation.
但是不是大喜的信息，是可怕的，大可怕的。
But of course, this news is not a good news of great joy. This is a very terrifying news.
但是神今天在圣诞节的时候，要给每一个人一个真正大喜的信息。
But God, today, at this Christmas time, He gives each and every one of us a truly a good news that would bring great joy.
他在耶稣身上用三个形容词说。为你们生了一个救主。
There are three adjectives used to describe Jesus Christ. Number one, to you a savior was born.
第二个是主，第三个是基督。
The third is Christ, the Lord, and the third is the is Christ.
救主就好像。伊甸园里面神杀了一个动物，把他的罪，把亚当夏娃的罪把它包起来，解决了那个救赎的恩典。
The savior here echoes the garment of skin Genesis. God killed an animal. And by this way, he resolved the issue of sin for humankind.
所以耶稣基督来，他是带我们的罪受了神的刑罚，要让每一个信靠他的人罪得赦免，还有领受神给我们的新生命。
So Jesus Christ is for this very purpose, was born to us. He would be nailed on the cross. He would die for the sins of all human beings.And the problem of sin will then be resolved this way.
所以就是要赐给我们新生命，就是再也不受罪的辖制，在跟神有亲密的关系，上帝的恩典可以在我们身上。
In addition, he will by this way give us a new life that is to reestablish a deep relationship with God, and human beings will have peace again.
然后他是我们的主，要做我们一生的主宰啊！我们不再受那个罪跟撒旦的攻击跟辖制，我们也不害怕，因为他是我们得到重新的新的盼望。
Second, he is our Lord, so he will be our master forever, and we will no longer be under the control of Satan, the devil. So we need not be afraid anymore.
就好像我们重新回到伊甸园里面，神。就在伊甸园里面跟我们在一起。
We return to the garden of Eden to the paradise.
基督他是 Prince of Peace， 就是和平的王，所以我们有了他，他就有真正的平安。
Christ is the Prince of Peace. Once we have Christ.We have peace.
所以说，圣诞节大喜的信息就是我们认罪悔改，就像亚当夏娃把那些皮衣都不是把那个无花果树的皮都拿下来。
So, first of all, we need to repent and so that God will forgive our sins, just like Adam and Eve removing.From their own bodies, tree leaves that they used to cover their sins.
来到神面前，向神认罪，说，我是罪人，求主赦免我的罪。
Coming before God and confessing our sins, admitting that we are sinners for His forgiveness.
愿耶稣基督的宝血来遮盖我，洁净我。
The precious of blood of Jesus Christ, we ask.That blood to cover our sins, to cleanse us from all sins.
做我一生的主宰
And to be our Lord the whole lifetime.
让我成为神所喜悦的人。
And so that we may, and let us become a person who is pleasing in God's eyes.
成为真正有平安的人。
And become a person who have a true peace within his heart.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候啊，旁边有两个强盗。
When Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, there were two bandits beside him.
一个强盗就讥笑耶稣说：“哎，你不是救主吗？你怎么被钉在上面呢？”
One mocked Jesus Christ, saying that, "Isn't it you are a savior? Why can't you save yourself from the punishment?"
另外一个强盗就责备。首先讲话的强盗说他是个义人，他没有做过不好的事，我们被钉十字架是我们该死的，是我们该得的。他就跟耶稣讲说，主耶稣啊，你得到上帝国的时候，你纪念我，你纪念我。
The other instead blamed the first one, saying that unlike us, he is a righteous man, and he ask Jesus Christ to remember him when later.
耶稣说今天你就要从我在乐园里面了。
And Jesus Christ said to him that today you and I will be in paradise.
所以今天你是不是有个单纯的信心来到神的面前？
So let me ask you a question. Do you now have a very simple a pure faith that you would like to come before God?
除去你所有伪装装饰，你说你是个好人啊，义人这样的心态。
And be willing to remove all the coverings from yourselves, which covers all your sins and iniquities.
由这个救主耶稣啊，婴孩的降生，看到上帝的救恩的来到。
And from the birth of Jesus Christ, we see the arrival of God's grace.
由天使跟牧人显现，看到神的怜悯。
The appearance of the angels to the shepherds, from this we can see the mercy of God.
由伯利恒，耶稣降生在伯利恒，看到神的可信。
From Jesus Christ being born in Bethlehem, we can see God is truly a trustworthy.
由天使的宣告，看到上帝的全能跟恩典。
From the announcement of the angels, we see that this God is an almighty God, and we see His great grace.
这样的，你如果真的接受耶稣做你的救主，跟他认罪悔改，像今年的圣诞节就是你一个最喜乐新生命开始，你得到上帝最大祝福的一个时刻。
So if you are willing to receive His grace, His salvation by confessing your sins and accepting into your life, then this Christmas will be a true Christmas to you, and you will live forever in His grace.
1986年的感恩节，我的太太接受耶稣。1986年的圣诞节，我也接受耶稣，我们两个人都成为神的儿女。
On the Thanksgiving Day of 1986, my wife accepted the Lord, and on the Christmas Day of that year, I accepted the Lord, and since then, both she and I have been a child of Lord.
1987年的复活节，我们两个一同让朱长老跟我们受浸。
And on the Easter day of 1987, both my wife and I, we were baptized by Elder Chu.
我们经历的神是给我们赦罪的平安。我们原来两个人家庭很不和，都要离婚的，也经历到神重整我们的生命，让我们复合的平安。
We experienced.Since then, we have experienced true peace from God, and our family returned to harmony.
我们也经历过，以前我们在做生意啊， 后来就读神学院的时候就没有什么去做生意，一个月靠着300块美金过日子的平安喜乐。
We also experienced peace and joy from God. We used to be in business, but after I entered a sanctuary and studied there, we stopped from doing business, but we experienced God's provision and true peace.
我也不怕说，如果今天在这里，明天就死了，我也不怕，因为我知道我要去哪里。
I'm not afraid of death even, because I know after death where I'm going.
朋友，如果你要经历这样神的平安，今天你就是你的下决心的时候。
So, dear friends, if you want to experience this true peace from the Lord, now, today is the day that you make up your mind and made a decision.For the Lord.
我不要强迫你，但是我希望你跟我一起祷告。如果是有感动，圣灵感动你的话
，I cannot force you to do it. But if you are moved by the Holy Spirit, I invite you to pray along with me.
我们一同祷告。
Let's say this prayer.
你可以把你的手放在心口，跟耶稣祷告。
You may put your hand upon your chest, bosom, and pray this prayer to Jesus Christ.
主，我们由亚当夏娃的犯罪，看到人犯罪失去平安的可怜的光景。
Dear Lord, from the sin that Adam and Eve made, we can see the outcomes of that sin, the consequences of sin.
我是亚当夏娃的后裔，也看到罪跟死在一个人身上带来的没有盼望。
As a descendant of Adam and Eve, I see clearly the hopelessness that is brought about by the sin and condemnation of Adam and Eve.
但是我看到神以再一次的恩典，借着耶稣基督，要让我们得到赦罪的真正的平安。
But I also, at the same time, I also see God's grace through Jesus Christ. We will once again experience true peace.
我要把一切的假装、一切的虚假、一切的罪都在你面前放下来。
I'm willing to remove all my outward appearance, all my coverings that hide all the sins and the transgressions before you. I'm prepared to remove this covering.
我向你认罪，我是个罪人，求你赦免我。
I confess my sins.And I ask for your forgiveness.
求耶稣的宝血来洁净我。
May your blood cleanse me, wash away all my sins.
赐给我新的生命。
And give me a new life.
做我一生的主宰。
And be my master for the rest of time.
让我成为一个有平安的人，成为你的儿女。
In order for me.To become your child and to experience a true peace from you.
垂听我的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name, I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你做了这样的祷告，我很欢迎你跟我们的同工啊，或是两位新的长老啊讲，他们我们想再进一步的帮助你们在信心上、信仰上长进。
If you have made such a prayer with me, then you are very much welcome to approach one of our elders or to myself, and we can proceed from there.